Mesechtes Bava Kama, Daf Samach Tal, at 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, and in our Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis and Beis, which was the first Mishnah in Perek Merubah, the Mishnah taught us Merubah Midas Tashlum Kefal, Midas Tashlum Abav Chemisha, that the din of Kefal is applicable in more cases than Abav Chemisha, Shamidas Tashlum Kefal, and the Heg is Bein Medav Sheish Buruchayim, and Bein Medav Sheim Buruchayim, as the din of Kefal is applicable, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a live animal or if it's an inanimate object. However, Midas Tashlum Abav Chemisha, in the Heg is El Bisha Bisel Vavad, that the only time that we have a din abav abu chamisha is only by shor and seh. Shenem, as the pasuk says, ki ignav ish shor iseh utfachay mecharei. And we already mentioned that there are two different times that a person could be chayiv kefal. Number one is in the standard case where Reuven steals an item from Shimon, and even if Reuven did not make any shvua and did not swear falsely, and then we find out that Reuven stole this item from Shimon, so Reuven is going to be chayiv kefal. And then we also spoke about a second din of kefal in a case where Reuven was a shem mechinam, and Shimon comes and asks Reuven to return his item, and Reuven says that the item was stolen, which is called the Tayin Tainis Ganav. Shimon asks him to swear, and Reuven makes a Shvua Sheker, and then we find out that Reuven lied, and Reuven actually has this item, then Reuven will be Chayiv Kefal, and this Chayiv of Kefal is only by a Tayin Tainis Ganav, who also swore falsely. And we already saw that the only time that Hashem Mechinim will be Chayiv Kefal is only by a Tayin Tainis Ganav. However, if Reuven claimed that the item was lost, and he actually swore falsely, and then we find out that he was lying, even though he swore falsely, and he tiny that was nevad, he would not pay kefal. And before we begin, let's review the psukim in Pash Mishpatim and Perchav Beis. And in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk teaches us the standard din of a ganav that stole an item that will pay kefal. As the Pasuk says, "Imi matzi t'matzi biyad ha'gneva bishara chamo aseh chayim shnai mishalim." Keep in mind that in this Pasuk, it only tells us that he'd be chayiv to pay kefal when he stole a shor or a chamar or a seh. The Gemara's topic of discussion at the beginning of the Gemara will be that how do we know that by a regular ganav that he's going to be chayiv kefal, bein bedavish yesh beruachayim, or bein bedavish she'ein beruachayim, or as the Gemara said, bedavah hametaltal v'gufay mamayin. Then two psukim later, in pasuk vav, pasuk zayin, and pasuk ches, the Torah speaks about the dinim of a shor mechinam, and pasuk vav states, kiyitin ish alriyeu kesef akelim lishma v'guna mebeis ish im yimotzi aganav yishalim shnayim. Then pasuk zayin states, im lo yimotzi aganav v'nikra bal bayis el him im lo yishalach yadav mlechas riyeu. And finally, pasuk ches continues, al kol dva pesha al shor al chamor al sel Salmo, I'll call a video Shiyim Akuzah, Adalihim Yavid Vashtem, Hashiyashin Olihim Yishalom Shtaim Lereyeu. As we saw on Daf Samach Gimel Menalef, that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that generally dashes a klal prada klal. However, in these psukim, he dashes it based on Riboy Miyat Riboy. And in Pasuk Ches, when it says I'll call Vapesha, that's a Riboy. And then when the Torah says I'll Shor Al Chamor, I'll Sell Salmo, those are Miyutim. And then finally it says I'll call a Veda, that's going to be the second Riboy. And once we have Riboy Miyat Riboy, we Mabah HaKol, and then we from each of the mutim one item, and therefore, as the Gemara said, chad lemute kaka v'chad lemute avadim v'chad lemute shtaris and salmos lemute davashen mesuyim. And finally, we ended off with two different brises. In the first brisa, the brisa explained that both pasuk vav and pasuk zayin are both speaking about a shem chinam that was tainis ganav. And the Gemara explained that according to that man the Amar, that the reason why we need two psukim b'degei tainis ganav is to remind that if he would be tainis avad, he would not be chayiv shvuah. And then we saw a tanya idach, and we saw a second Braisa, who said that in Chanami, I agree that the second pasuk, meaning pasuk Zayin, that says "Im lo yimatzu aganav v'nikra bal bayis alhim im lo shalach yadav lechas re'eu," and then at the end of pasuk Ches, the pasuk states "Asher yashin alhim yishalim shnayim re'eu," is certainly talking about the chiyuv of kefal by Yishayim Chinam, who was toyin tainis ganav and swore falsely. However, when pasuk Vav states "Im yimatzu aganav yishalim shnayim," that's telling us the regular chiyuv of a ganav that stole money, and then he was found that he was the ganav, then he would pay kefal even if he did not make a shvua sheker. And our Gemara now begins and is bishleim l'man da'oma chad beganav v'chad b'toyin tainis ganav shapir, that it makes a lot of sense according to the Tanya Idach and the second Braisa, who learned that the first pasuk is talking about a ganav and pasuk zayin ches is talking about a shem chinam that was toyin tainis ganav. Then it makes a lot of sense that both b'negei a ganav and b'negei a shem chinam that was toyin tainis ganav, we can learn a riboy mi riboy, and therefore they're going to be chayiv kefal by kol dov v'shum etaltol v'gufay mamayin. However, the Gemara is l'man da'oma but according to the first brisa that stated that both pasuk vav and pasuk zayin ches are referred to a shor mechinam that was toyin tainis ganav, so certainly as we stated that we have riboy miyat riboy to teach us by a shor mechinam that was toyin tainis ganav and he swore falsely that he's going to be chayiv by kol dov v'shum etaltol v'gufay mamin. However, ganav atzmoy minolan, although as we mentioned that in pasuk gimel the Torah states im yimatzi t'matzi biyad ha'gneva mishar chamor atzeh chayim shnayim mishalim, which is talking about a regular ganav that stole an item and he he's chayiv kefal, but from that pasuk we only see that he's going to be chayiv by shor chama and seh. And what is your makar that a regular ganav is chayiv for goldov v'shum metaltal v'gufay mamon? And it's clear from our mishnah that benegay a regular ganav that you chayiv tashlum kefal and noy bein bedavish yesh b'ruachayim or bein bedavish ein b'ruachayim. The gemara continues v'chitem malesi b'kal v'chayim metoyin tainis ganav. And if you're going to tell me, let us learn the din of a ganav from the din of toyin tainis ganav based on the kal v'chayim, the madoch a toyin tainis ganav who originally received this item from the owner and he received that item with rishus, and even so when he's turning tainis ganav he's going to be chayiv kefal. So certainly a ganav that stole the item and never had permission to take the item certainly should be chayiv kefal. And the Gemara says that we can't learn from the kal v'chayim because da'i lovin adin liyas kenidon malalam b'shvua afkam b'shvua, that we want to learn the din of ganav from the din of turning tainis ganav. So since we know that the only time that a turning tainis ganav is going to be chayiv kefal is only if he also swore falsely, so then at least in the cases that we need to use the kal v'chayim in order to teach us the din of kefal by a ganav, for example, by all things which are metaltal v'gufay mamin and not a chshar and chamor and seh, then the only time that you should be chayiv is only if the ganav not only stole the item, but he also swore falsely. And the Gemara continues, and some agaris amar Rava, that Rava responds, nafkalei meitanei rechizkia, that according to the first brisa, that we learned the din of a ganav, that he's chayiv kefal in all scenarios from this brisa of yeshiva rechizkia. And the Gemara will now discuss Pasuk Gimel, where it states, mimatzi timatzi b'yad ha'gneva, mishorad chamorad seh, chayim shnayim mishalim. And as we see, this pasuk is certainly talking about a ganav, and the pasuk tells us if you find the item that the ganav stole in his hand, and it's either a shor or a chamor or a tseh, and they're at this point alive, and he was not tavach u'macha, then shnai mishalim, then you will pay kefal. Before we begin this brisa, let us point out a few different ideas which are going to be negiah to the brisa. Number one, if the Torah says a klal, and then right afterwards tells us a prat, that's called a klal or prat, and by the fact that the Torah mentions the prat, the Torah is telling us that this rule does not apply in all cases, and it only applies in the case of the prat, and ein b'klal ela masher prat. And we will see an opposite scenario where we have a prat first and then a klal, then that's called a prat u klal. As Rashi brings down that the rule is that nasa klal meisif ala prat, that the klal is coming to add on to the prat, and if there would be a prat u klal, then we would add on everything and we would include everything. Finally, there's a din of klal u prat u klal, that ein b'klal ela masher prat. And the second narrow line of daf samach dal on beis, Rashi points out the chol hechad dashin and klal u prat u klal, that when we dash in klal u prat u klal, af kol mi klal u basra midrash, that the way that we marba, that the things that are ke'in prat are also included, is from the second klal, and we will see how it's going to be negaya in the Gemara. And Rashi explains the klal u kamal muto dasi, when you really analyze a klal u prat u klal, we would understand that the first klal is actually coming to emayit items. The belav iu have a prat u klal this rabu komili, and as we said before, that when you have a prat u klal, then the klal is moisif ala prat and will marba everything, and therefore, as Rashi says, hani klal kamal muute my delay domi le prato, and therefore the first klal is really the phrase that's coming to the mayit, that things that are not similar to the prat are not included, and the klal basra lebuyasi, and therefore it comes out that the second klal is actually what's being marba all other items. The lav you have a klal prat, as without the second klal, then you just have a klal prat bein b'klal al mashu prat, and of course the rule will be that in b'klal al mashu prat. Therefore, in any way that you look at the klal al prat al klal, it comes out the second klal is what is actually adding in other dinim into this rule and into this halacha. And finally, keep in mind that although there's a machlekes in general, if when we have psukim, do we dash him with the concept of klal al prat al klal, or we dash him ribu miut ribu? However, as we already saw in Daf Samach Gimel, even Rabbi Shmuel that says b'shleish esrud midus hatarin dreshben, in general he learns out of the concept of a klal al prat al klal. However, there are times where the Torah specifically tells us to learn out of a ribui miyut ribui. And we know that although the din is that a klal prat a klal, iyat dun el ke'ina prat, however, by ribui miyut ribui, then we would actually be marba hakol, and we'll only be made the thing that is least similar to the miyut. And with this background, we can understand our Gemara much quicker and much easier. Keep in mind, a lot of shakal of the tayy that we can have in our Gemara, we already saw in Daf Samach Gimel and other places. The Gemara continues, the Tanavei Chizkia, as in the Yeshiva of Chizkia, towards the following brisa, yoy mishav v'gneva kol b'klal, that really Pasuk Gimel did not state in mimatzi t'mimatzi b'yad ha'gneva mishor ad chamor ad seh chayim shnayim mishalim, and it could have just said the Lashon Shor and the Lashon Gneva. As Rashi points out that at this moment in the Gemara thinks that this would be included in a klal or prat or klal, and therefore in b'klal el masher prat, and therefore a regular ganav would be chayiv kefal in all cases that are similar to the prat, and as long as he stole an item that's davar metaltal the gufei mamin, then he'd be chayiv kefal. As Rashi points out that the Gemara will ask, that how can you tell me it's a klal or prat or klal if l'chayir by just saying saying Gneva and just saying the Lashon Shor, that would be a Klal Prat, and we're missing the second Klal. And L'chayr, if we only have a Klal Prat, then the din is that Ein B'chlal El Masher Prat, and L'chayr, the only time that the Ganav should be Chayav Kefal is only if he stole a Shor and nothing else. And keep in mind that the way we understood the Gemara's question and the Gemara's ultimate teretz is that the Gemara was not bothered, how do we know that the Ganav is Chayav Kefal, as we know that from the Pasuk, which states before Shem Pasuk Gimel, in Mimatsa B'yad HaGnev, Mishar Chamar Tzeh, Chayim Shnayim Mishalim, and therefore by regular Ganav, we certainly know he's Chayav Kefal, and the only Shail of the Gemara is, how do we know that he's Chayav Kefal, even in all cases that are Metaltal, the Gufa and Mamin, and as Rashi says, in Rashi Dino Maskel, Mitanad Vei Chizkia, V'hai D'naka Drosh, V'lei Naka Kra, and the reason why the Gemara brought down the Tanad Vei Chizkia, and not just bringing down Pasuk Gimel, is Mishum, the Mikra, Lei Nafkala, and Behedya, Ali Bali Chayim, Kedachsim, Mishar, V'ad Chamar, Ad Seh Chayim, and we Drosh, Ma'abal, Hu Tanad Vei Chizkia, Lekulu, and from this Drosh, Tanad Vei Chizkia proves that the Chiv of Kefal by regular Ganav is also applicable by all cases that are Metaltalin, V'gufay Mamayin, and the Brisa continues, Ilu Kach, if the Torah would only say the Lashon Shor and the Lashon Gneva, Hayisi Aymed, then we would think, Ma Prat Mefurish, Karv L'Gan Mizbech, since the Prat is only talking about a Shor, which is something that could be brought on Mizbech, I've called Karv L'Gan Mizbech, and therefore the Ke'ina Prat would be that it has to be something that is Karv L'Gan Mizbech, and Ma Yesh L'Chol Havisah, and therefore the only thing that we can include from the word Shor is only a Sa, which is also Karv L'Gan Mizbech, and can be brought as a carbon on Mizbech, and maybe it is only in that case that the Torah says that if a Ganav steals something that's Karv L'Gan Mizbech, then he's Chayiv Kefal, and how do you know that he's Chayiv Kefal even in other cases? Continue on Daf Samach Dalam and Alf, Kshu Aimis Seh, then when the Torah says the Lashon Seh, which is not needed, since we really could have learned it from the Lashon Shor, as it would include a Seh as well, since it's Karv L'Gan Mizbech, therefore you can't tell me that this Klal or Prat of Klal is coming to Mimarba Seh, and Hamani Mekayim Gneva, and therefore what is the Klal or Prat of Gneva coming to include L'Rabbis Kaldova? It must be telling us that we're Mimarba everything, even if it's not Karv L'Gan Mizbech, and the Brisa continues, Yoyma, Shor Seh V'Gneva V'Akol B'Klal, so then the Torah could have only written Shor and Seh and Gneva, and everything would be included. Why did the Torah add in the word Chamar? And the Gemara explains, as Ilu Kach, if we would only say Lashon Shor and Seh and Gneva, then in Yisi Yoyma, we would have said Ma Prat Mefurish Dova Kodesh B'Bechaira, since both Pratim of Shor and Seh are both things that include in the Dina B'Bechaira, so Av Kol Dova Kodesh B'Bechaira, the only things that we would include based on this Klal Prat are also things which are Kodesh B'Bechaira, and as the Gemara states, Ma Yishul Cholahavi Chamar, and therefore we would include a Chamar that is a din of pet chamar, and we would not include other animals which are tamei, for example, like a horse or a gamel, and we would not have a makar that if a ganav steals a horse or a camel, that he'd be chayiv kefal, kshu oimei chamar, and then the Torah is in the word chamar. Even without saying the word chamar, we would know it from the klal prat, and therefore the word chamar is also extra, harei chamar oma, since chamar was already stated based on the fact that we had the klal prat, and we already said shor and seh, hamani mekayim gneva, and therefore what is the klal of gneva coming to teach us? The Rabbis Kaldova, it's coming to teach us that the Ganav is chayiv to pay kefal by all items and not only by a shor, a seh, and chamar. And the Brisa continues, Yom Shor v'chamar seh v'gneva v'akol b'chlal. So then the Torah should just state shor, chamar, seh, and gneva, and everything would be included. And the Gemara says, of course, that would not be enough because ilukach, even if we would say those words, hayisi aymen, we would still think ma'aprat mefurish balechayim, that just like all the pratim are things that are live animals, afkol balechayim, and therefore the only time that kefal applies by a ganav is only if he steals a balchai, ma'ayish l'chol havi, shah balchayim, and we would therefore only include other balchayim, for example, like a horse and a camel, shu'im echayim, but then the Torah says, the loshen chayim, harei chayim omer, so then balchayim are included in the loshen chayim, hamani mechayim gneva, and therefore why do we need the klal of gneva, l'rabbis kaldova, that's coming to include everything, and if a ganav steals anything, he's going to be chayiv kefal. And keep in mind, although we read the Gemara and we explained it to the best of our ability, however, the Gemara will explain this further in greater detail. And 2 points before we continue. Number one, Taisa Dima Maskel Kshu Emes Seh, at the top of the Amid states, Avagav Dechamar Ksib Bereisha, even though the order of the Pasuk in Pasuk Gimel is Shor Chamar and then Seh, Gemara's order is Shor Seh and then Chamar. Taisa explains, Naka Kihai Gavna Meshum Dehochi Masik Mil Seh Shaper. Number two, our Gemara seems to ignore the main point of the Gemara Daf Samach Beis and Beis, where the Gemara stated, Ima Prat Mefur, Dovishin and Blossom and Tavim Magro Maso, Av Kol Dovishin and Blossom and Tavim Magro Maso, Av Oifis Loi, and our Gemara seems to ignore this point, that L'chir, how would we know Oifis, and L'chir, we would have to have an extra limud in order to teach us Oifis Tayres, as well as Oifis Tmeyes, which are not Metame at all, and not even Betumas Beis Abliya, and the Gemara will now continue and explain the Bryce in detail, as Amamar, we learned, Yoyma Sha shor v'gneiva, that the pasuk could have just said the lashon shor and the lashon gneiva, and the gemara asks miksuv shor v'gneiva, does the pasuk really state the lashon shor first, which is a prat, and then gneiva, which is a klal, and then we would have a prat or klal? And as we said, that once we have a prat or klal, then the rule is that the nasa klal moisiv al prat, and we would include everything. Well, the ma'aseh, the pasuk says the lashon gneiva, which is a klal first, and only afterwards does it say the lashon shor, which is a prat, and we know that we have a klal or prat in b'klal el mashir prat. So l'chayr, what was the ton of Chizkiyahs havmina to even think that we would be able to include everything from the lashon shor and gneiva? And the gemara states v'chitema ilu nemakama, that if you're going to say that what the Bryson meant to say is if it would have said the lashon shor first and then the lashon gneiva, then we would have a prat and then a klal, and therefore it would be a klal moisif ala prat, and we would include everything. And it meant to say ilu nema shor v'gneiva, but the gemara says umi matzis amrit ma prat mefurish l'chayr. How could the Bryson now ask a question of ma prat mefurish karv l'gav mizbeach? And we would think that the only thing that would be moisif is only things that are karv l'gav mizbeach, as l'chayr, since it's a prat or klal, and with moisif ala prat, so l'chayr would be ma'aba everything, and it doesn't have to be k'ina prat. And as the Gemara states, have a shor prat, that the word shor was a prat, and that would be first, u'gneva klal, and the word gneva is a klal, and we know that we have a prat or klal, not a klal, moisif ala prat, v'srabalu kol mili, and it doesn't have to be similar to the prat. Therefore, by the fact that Tanav Chizkiyah actually brought this question, so it's muchach that he didn't mean to ask that we should actually say a prat or klal, and he understood that the klal was first and then the prat. And as the Gemara says, el chesiv ka'amri gneiva v'shar, that certainly the Tanav Chizkiyah wanted to learn this out, even though it says gneiva first and then shar, and we have a klal or prat, and he still had a havmina that we should ma'ab hakol. And the Gemara asks, mi matzad amrit hakol b'klal, but how can you say that when you only have a klal or prat that we ma'ab everything? In addition, how could the Gemara continue and state oy ma'ab prat mefurish, the gana would be chayiv kefil, at least on things that ka'ina prat? But that wouldn't make sense either, because havali gneva klal, the word gneva is a klal, the shor and the word shor would be a prat, and we know when we only have a klal or prat, in b'klal elamasher prat, shor in midiach min aloi, and therefore the only thing that we'd be able to include in the din of kefil is only a shor and nothing else. And therefore, how could the Tana of Chizkiyah even entertain a havmina that the Torah only said the lashon gneva and the lashon shor that we'd be able to include everything, or at least ka'ina prat, as l'chayr we'd only be able to include shor and nothing else? The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava will now come to explain that when Tanur Chizkiyah began his brisa, they actually understood that the limud was from a klal or prat or klal. And as Rava says, Tana achayim kasamach lei, that really the original Tana was simich on the word chayim that it says in the pasuk, the klal or prat or klal ka'oma, and really he was relying on a klal or prat or klal. And the first klal is the lashon gedeva, and then there's a prat of shor at chamor at se, and then when the pasuk continues and says chayim, that's an additional klal, and therefore we have a klal or prat or klal. And as we know, im b'klal ala mashiv prat, and in a moment Rav will go through the entire brisa of the Tanur Chizkiyah, once again explain the entire shakel v'taya of the Tanur Chizkiyah, and the end result will be that the Gemara will be bothered that l'chayr, why does the pasuk say lashon of himatzi timatzi biyadei hagneva, which also seems to be an additional klal? And before the Gemara continues and explains the words of Rav, the Gemara first says that how can you tell me that chayim is another klal, and therefore we have a klal or prat or klal? But the Gemara asks, but like domi klal or baser l'klal kama, that l'chayr the second klal is not similar to the first klal, as the word hagneva, which was the first klal, includes everything, and the word chayim seems to only include those things which are live animals, and therefore it seems to be including all types of live animals, but doesn't necessarily include everything else. Therefore, how could Rava say that the Tanur Chizkiyah understood there's a klal or prat or klal? And the Gemara answers that hotana dvei Rabbi Shmuley, that this tana is going like the Shi Rabbi Shmuel, the chaygab the darish klal uprati, that even in the case where the klal basra is different than the klal kama, they still learn the din of klal or prat or klal. The Gemara continues v'hachi kokashle. Ultimately, the question that the Tanur Chizkiyah will ultimately have is imatzi to matzi lomli, that why did the Torah have to say the lashon of imatzi to matzi if we already have a klal or prat or klal? And as Rava continues that yoyma gneva v'shor v'chayim v'akol b'chlal, the l'chira, since the Torah says the lashon gneva and also would say the lashon shor and the lashon chayim, then we have a klal or prat or klal, and the din of kefil would apply to all cases. But the Tanur Chizkiyah says that would not suffice, as ilu kein, as if the Torah would only say the lashon of gneva shor and chayim, that would not be enough, because in Yisrael we would say that we have to do keina prat and ma prat mefurish davar karv l'gav mizbeach, and just like a shor is only something which is karv l'gav mizbeach, I've called a karv l'gav mizbeach, and therefore kefil would only apply to something that was karv l'gav mizbeach. For example, like a se, a ma'ayish l'chol havi se, and what would we include? Of course, a se, but kshu'ayim a se, since the pasuk states mefurish the lashon se, harisa amo, and therefore, the klal prat of klal is not coming to include and to add in to the din of seh hamani mekayim geneva. And therefore, why do we have the klal prat of klal? L'rab is called davar. It must be that it's coming to include everything else. And the Gemara explains yom geneva b'shar b'seh b'chayim not kol b'klal. So then we should say the lashon geneva as well as shar and seh and chayim and everything will be included based on klal prat of klal. And we'll be done keina prat and we include everything. And once again, the Gemara explains ilu kain. If we would only say those l'shaynis heyisi ayma, then we would say ma'a prat mefur davar kadosh b'bechira, that just like a shar and seh are things which are kadosh b'bechira, I've called davar kadosh b'bechira, and therefore we would only include those things that keina prat and are kadosh b'bechira and ma'ish l'chol havi chamar, and we only include a chamar that has a din of pet chamar. However, other animals would not be included k'shu ayma chamar, but then the Torah tells us mefurish to din of chamar. So hari chamar amar, we already know that a chamar is included in the din of kefal hamani mekayim geneva, and therefore why do we need the klal prat of klal to teach us that we're including things that keina prat? The rabbi is called davar. It must be just coming to tell you that all things are included in the din of kefal. And finally, Rava continues to explain the ultimate question of the Tanya v'Chizkiya as yom geneva v'shor v'sev chamor v'chayim v'akol b'chlal, that the Torah should only write the words geneva shor sev chamor as well as chayim, and everything would be included based on the klal prat of klal and based on the extra l'shaynis. Why does the pasuk also lay in the words imimatzi timatzi? Gemara explains ilu kain, that if we only say the words geneva shor sev chamor and chayim ha'yisi, I mean we would say ma prat mefurish bal chayim af kol bal chayim, then we would say that we have to have keina prat, and just like the prat is mefurish, that all of the pratim of shor sev chamor are all bal chayim. So then the only time that kefa would apply are by all bal chayim, and even if they're animals that are not kadosh b'bechira mal chol havi shab bal chayim, and therefore we would only include other bal chayim k'shu ayim chayim hari chayim amar. However, since the Torah says lashon chayim at the end of the pasuk, even without saying shor or ser or chamor, we would know that all bal chayim are included, ha'amani mekayim geneva, and therefore why do we have the klal or prat of klal is l'rabbis kol davar? It must be that's coming to include all other items, even if they're not bal chayim. Therefore, the Tanya v'Chizkiya is imimatzi timatzi lomli. Why does the pasuk have to say the lashon imimatzi timatzi? Keep in mind that now that we learned this brisa and we understand it based on Rava, then l'cher we understand why the Gemara was not bothered about oifes tahiris and oifes tameiris, as even though they're either not metame at all or the metame bebeis abliya, however, ultimately they would be included in the word chayim as they are bal chayim. Continue on daf samach dalam beis, and the Gemara is ihachi shapikashalei. The l'cher, if this is the way we understand the Tanya v'Chizkiya, then the Maisa, we have a very good kasha that's ended off with, that why would the Torah need to say the lashon of matzi to matzi? And as Rashi says, my tshuva yesh b'davar, and the Maisa will have hanging as we don't have the response to this question. And the Gemara answers, mishum de isle pircha, that the reason why we need the words of matzi to matzi is because we have a pircha on the original svara, as the rabbi is called davar mehecha maisle, where you're going to learn that everything is included in the din of kefal, miklal basra, from the second klal in the pasuk. And as we explain in that dhamma to the sugya, that when we have a klal of prat of klal, the thing that is meisif all the other ideas is from the second klal, as from a klal of prat, then we would say ein b'klal el mashiv prat, and then the second klal comes and says we should include even more, and we should include everything. But l'chayra, the only thing that we should include from the klal basra are only things that are similar to the klal basra, and klal l'gufe chayim k'sibay, and in the second klal, which is the word chayim, it's only talking about those things which are bali chayim, and therefore klal of prat of klal, ma'akam hanalei, even though we have a klal of prat of klal, that's not going to help us, as Ilu Yisui called Dava, if you want to include everything, HaChayim Ksiv, it only says the Lashon Chayim in the Klal Basra, and Bali Chayim in Midi Achrin Eloi. Therefore, it would seem that even based on a Klal Prat of Klal, we could only include Bali Chayim and nothing else. And therefore, the Gemara explains, Meshum Hachi Itzrich Imi Matzi Timatzi, and that's why the Torah says Imi Matzi Timatzi, and as we will see, we will use the words Himatzi Timatzi as a Klal Prat of Klal. And the way that we would understand the Pasuk is the Pasuk says Imi Matzi Timatzi, and we will take the word that says as the pratim of shor chamor and seh, and we will place them between the word himatzi and timatzi, and the first himatzi will be one klal, the second himatzi will be another klal, and as if it says himatzi shor timatzi, himatzi chamor timatzi, himatzi seh timatzi, it's as if we have three separate klali prate klalim. Both the klal kama and the klal kama include everything. Therefore, once you go through the entire cheshbon that we already made as to why the Torah says the lashon shor seh as well as chamor, then we're able to learn from the klal prate klal of himatzi timatzi that will include everything in the din of kefal. And the Gemara now is Amri Vashne Klolos the Smicha Dadinu. How can you say that the Lashon Himatzi Timatzi are the two klolim that we're going to learn from if they're both stated right next to each other? The pratim are not sandwiched in between the two klolim, and therefore it's not considered a klal or prat klal. And Amravina, Ravina states, Kid Amri Marava, as we learned in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Mokash HaTamitzah Mishnah close, Asmuchim Zelzeh, that whenever we find that there are two general rules that are next to each other, had the proper name, then we could throw the Prat in between them, and Vidoinim Beklal or Prat Aklal, and we judge it as if they are a Klal or Prat Aklal, and therefore in our case, Shadi Shar, Beni Matzi Lutimatze, we throw the word Shar between the words Himatzi Timatze, and we also throw the word Seh between Himatzi Timatze, and we also throw the word Chamar between Himatzi Timatze. And the Gemara continues, Lasuimai, so what will be included from the Klal or Prat Aklal, Ilu Suya Balichayim, if you're going to include Balichayim, Mechayim Nafka, we already know that from the word Chayim that says at the end of the Pasuk, Elisu, Davashim Balichayim, and therefore it must be that the Klal or Prat Aklal is coming to include even things that are not Balichayim, Vidar Shachi, and we dash in as follows, Ma Prat Mefur, Dovin Metalta Vagufi Mamin, I've called Dovin Metalta Vagufi Mamin, that just like the Prat of Shar is a Dovin Metalta and Gufi Mamin, therefore all things that are Metalta and Gufi Mamin would be included in the Kefel, and the Gemara continues in Es, Besu, Shadi Chamar, Beni Matzil, Tumatzil, Lesu Yamai, the Lemaisa, we have the word Chamar as well, and we will now take the word Chamar and place it between Himatzi Tumatze, and we'll have another Klal or Prat Aklal, and what is that coming to include? And the Gemara explains, if it's coming to include anything that's not Balichayim and David Metalva Gufa Mammon, we already know that from the Lashon Shar and from the Klal Prat Aklal that included Shar, and therefore it must be that's coming to include that as long as the item is a David Mesuyim and there are Simonim on the item, then it's included in the Din of Kefal. However, if the item does not have Simonim, then the Din of Kefal does not apply. And as Rashi says, that we learn this from a Riboy by the fact that it says an extra Lashon, and the Torah adds in the word Chamar, that is how we're learning this, but not based on any Mashmois of the Pasuk. And as Rashi says, Yesh Behemis Habish Ein Ben Simonim, you can't explain that we're learning it based on the fact that it has to be Ke'en and Chamar, and Chamar always has a Simon, the Yesh Behemis Habish Ein Ben Simon, as certainly there are many Behemis that don't have a Simon, and also the Yim Mashmois of the Kronafka, and if we're going to learn from the Mashmois of the Pasuk, Tepik Mech'en HaPrat HaShar, then we should learn it from the first word of Shar as well, and Shar also would be something which is the Yesh Ben Simonim, and therefore it must be that this limud is only from the fact that we have the extra word of Chamar. And Ayin Tesis that some agarius lemuute davashayim mesuyim. And the Gemara continues that now what it was saying that we're learning this from a klal prat klal from the lashon that it says of himatzi timatzi, and we throw the word shar between himatzi timatzi. We also explained why would the pasuk have to say the word Chamar. But the Gemara now is hachi sel lomli. But according to this drasha, why does the Torah have to say the lashon seh? The Gemara answers that in a chenami that the Tanu Chizkiyah did not mean that we're going to come out with a klal prat klal el ribu mir ribuhu. That in reality, the way that we know that a ganav has to pay kefil in all scenarios is based on a riboy miyad riboy. And the actual chiddush of the Tanu Rechizki is that since the pasuk says imimatzi timatzi and we have two lishonis right next to each other, therefore we actually learn that based on a din of a riboy miyad riboy and not based on a din of klal or prat klal. Even though that we know that Rabbi Shmuel is the madama holds that one yugimul midush atarim nereshben is a klal or prat klal and not a riboy miyad riboy. However, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that in some cases we learn a riboy miyad riboy and not a klal or prat klal. And as the Gemara says, when the Pasuk in Pasuk Shemini discusses which fish are tar and which are tame, the Pasuk says, and as Rashi points out, then that case we also have klal smuchim because the words b'mayim are right next to each other and we don't have the prat in between them. And as Rashi says, the and since in that case we have klolim das smuchim zelzeh, then Rabbi Shmuel says that in that case we don't use the klolim of klal or prat klal iatadon elakeina prat, and instead we use the din of riba miyat riboy that will mar ba'kol, and we will only be mayat to one thing which is least similar to the miyat. And as Rashi says, elin miyat mahani lemute porto chodemilsa v'suloi, and as the Gemara states that once you have two klolim which are right next to each other and the prat is not between them, ain zeh klal or prat, then Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn this with the din of klal or prat klal el riba mir viriba riba kol, and we learned it based on the klal of riba mir riboy, and therefore ma'ab everything my rabbi kol mili, and therefore in our Gemara when we have this riboy of imatze timatze automatically we're going to be ma'ab everything. And lemaisa, as we said, when we have a riboy mir riboy then we ma'ab kol, but then we ma'ab the thing that's least similar to the miut. And in our pasuk we actually have three miutim as the pasuk says shor chamor and se, and therefore the Gemara is ihachi kol hani prati lomli, that what will we be ma'ayet from each of these pratim and from each of these mutim. And the Gemara explains that from one of these words will be ma'ayet kakor, from one of them will be ma'ayet avodim, and from one will be ma'ayet shtaris. And as we already mentioned, although previously we said that avodim ahukas l'kakois and l'chayr we should only need one miut, however that was only stated b'negei din of Kein HaPrat, that we could definitely consider Karka and Avodim to be part of the same category. And whether, since our Gemara is going with the Klal of Ribui Miut Ribui, therefore we have to be Mayit the thing that's least similar to the Miut. We could only be Mayit one thing from each Miut, and therefore we need a separate Limud for Karka, a separate Limud for Avodim, and a separate Limud for Shtaris. The Gemara continues that now that we stated that we're actually learning a Ribui Miut Ribui, and we're learning from the word Himatzi Timatzi, and as if it says Himatzi Shar Timatzi, and Himatzi Chamar Timatzi, and Himatzi Set Timatzi, the words Geneva and Chayim are extra, and the Gemara explains Geneva and Chayim L'Chirav, that according to this, we use the words Geneva and Chayim for the din of Rav, the Oma, that we will see on Daf Samach Chayim and Aleph, that Rav holds Achil Karen Kein Shagonav, that Reuven steals an item, and then the price changes at the time of Amod Abedin, the Ganav has to pay for the item based on the value of the item at the time they stole the item, and the Gemara and Daf Samach Chayim and Aleph will discuss this din of Rav in much greater detail. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to the previous prices that we saw, and the Gemara asks, according to the Tanya Idach, which is the second price that we had on Daf Samach Gimel Beis, that taught us that the Pasuk V'kiyishin Nishol Re'eu Kesav Akel Nishma V'gurum Beis Ish Mimotzei Ganav Yishalam Shnayim is talking about the Ganav himself, and a Ganav that steals something is Chayiv Kefal. The next Pasuk is talking about a Toyin Tainis Ganav, and if so, we know that a regular Ganav is Chayiv Kefal by all things based on the same limud that we have in the Geir Shoyim Chinam, and a Toyin Tainis Ganav. And the Gemara says, V'ganav Atzmi Nafkalei Mimotzei Ganav, and the way that we know that a regular Ganav is Chayiv Kefal by all cases is from the Pasuk Mimotzei Ganav, which we learned based on Ribui Miut Ribui, so Hayim Mimotzei Timotzei Mai Darshibei, so L'chir according to this Mandama, why did the Torah have to mention Pasuk Gimel at all of Mimotzei Timotzei Biyada Ganav Mishar Chama Adseh Chayim Shnai Mishalim? The Gemara responds, Mimbayil L'chir Rav Bayiloi, he needs it for the din of Rav Bayiloi, the Omer Rav Bayiloi, my time of the Rav, the Omer Moed B'Knas, V'akach Bo Eden Pata, that why is it that Rav hold that if Reuven would be Moed in the class and then Eden would come, that even so, Reuven would be Pata from Kefal based on the fact that he originally was Moed in the class. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Imimotzi Timotzi, Rav Dashens, the only way that Yechayiv Kefal is Imimotzi Be'edim, if we found out that you were a Gana based on Edim, then Timotzi Be'deonim, then the Deonim will Paskin that Yechayiv Kefal, Pratla Mashiach Satmai. However, if someone was Mashiach himself prior to Edim coming, then even though eventually Edim come and they testify that we know that he stole this item, that Reuven will still be part of him Kefal. And in a moment, the Gemara will get back to this point and will ask that according to this Mandama, where will he use the rest of the Pratim in the Pasuk for, and why did the Pasuk have to say Shor Chamor and Seh? The Gemara continues, L'mandama Tavayu B'toyin Tainas Ganav, and according to the first Brisa that learned that both Pasuk Vav as well as Pasuk Zayin are referring to Ashay Mechinam and B'toyin Tainas Ganav, the Hayim Matsi Tematsi Ma'apagle L'Ganav Atzmai, and therefore he had to learn the Pasuk of Matsi Tematsi to teach us Ribui Miyat Ribui to be Ma'abar that a regular Ganav is also Chayiv Kefal in all cases, and as long as it's metaltalin and it's davish shagufa mamin, Mashiach atzma minolan. How do you know, according to Rav, that there is no kefal when someone was made beknas, even though Edom came afterwards? The Gemara answers that we notice from pasuk ches, as the pasuk states ashe yashin alehim, and we learn that v'leah Mashiach atzma. It's only where the reason why it's chayiv is based on the psak bezin and through Edom that the ganav will be chayiv kefal. However, if he was Mashiach himself and he was the one that was moider that he stole the item, then he would not be chayiv kefal. And the Gemara continues in is. And according to the second Brisa that learned that Pasuk Vav is talking about a regular Ganav and Pasuk Zayin is talking about a Shemachinim with Toyin Tainis Ganav, the Isolay Mimatsi Tumatsi L'Mashiach Atzmai, and they use the Lashon Mimatsi Tumatsi in order to teach us that a person not Chayev Kefal when he was Moed B'Knas, Hay Hashay Yashin and Maidoshabe. So what does he use the word Hashay Yashin on him to teach us? And Amalcha, who respond, Hachumim Be'ilay L'Moed B'Knas Pata, that is actually coming to teach you that a Moed B'Knas is Pata. L'Maisa, according to this Mandama, it seems that we now have two psukim to teach us that someone that's moida is going to be potter, as it seems he's learning this din from Mimotzi Timotzi as well as from Asher Yashin Olhim. And Rashi points out that if the Torah would only see Asher Yashin Olhim, then we would think that the only time someone's moida because is potter is only if Edom did not come afterwards. However, if Edom come afterwards and was Mashir him, then maybe he would still be Chayiv Kefal, Kamash Blon, Himotzi Timotzi, that the only way that Reuven could be Chayiv Kefal is only if Edom were the ones that would Chayiv him Kefal, but if he himself was moida, then even if Edom come afterwards and they testify that he was a Ganav, then he would still not be Chayiv Kefal. And the Gemara continues, Man Oma Tavayo between Tainas Ganav, but according to the first Brisa that holds that both Psukim are talking about Toyin Tainas Ganav, and he learned that the Himotzi Timotzi is a Ribubi Ribui in order to teach us that a regular Ganav is Chayiv Kefal in all cases. And Lefitus Man Oma is only one Pasuk Vashi Ashin Alehim to teach us that Moedu Beknas is Pata. Lomais the Gemara says, that according to this Man Oma, he would
have to hold, like the Sheet of Shmuel, that if someone is moed to be knas, then Edom come and say that he was the ganav, that he would still be chayiv to pay kefil. The Gemara now goes back to Dashin Pasuk Gimel, as the Gemara says, according to the second brisa that said that the psukim that are talking about Shai Mechinim, one pasuk is actually talking about a regular ganav, and one pasuk is talking about Toyin Tan is ganav, and Venafkale ganav mehosam, and therefore he was able to learn that a ganav is chayiv for all things that are dal metalto v'gufa mammon based on a ribu mir ribu found in pasuk by Shai Mechinim. So bishleim and matzit to matzit l'charavi by Eloi. So we already explained that the words matzit to matzit in pasuk Gimel is coming to teach us din of rabbi by Eloi that made a class v'akim bo edim is pata aval kol hani prati lamli l'maisa. Why would the pasuk have to say mishor ad chamor ad se chayim shnayim mishalim according to this man of Omar? And the Gemara explains because the Tanav Yerushbal that this is based on the limud that's taught us by Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanav Yerushbal, because we learned a brisa in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel called Pasha Nem Venishnas, that any Pasha where we said it one time and then we repeat it, then as long as we have a chiddush in that pasuk, then we don't have to be concerned that there are extra words in that pasuk, since we have to learn from the pasuk of Imasi Timotzei that someone that's made of a class v'achim bo edim that apato. Therefore, we don't have to dash in anything from the lashon shor chamor and se, even though it would seem that they were extra. And Rashi points out that if you're going to tell me that we need the word shor chamor and se lemute kakois v'avodim v'shtaris, that of course is not true. And as we previously learned, that we already used the miyut that it says in pasuk ches about kol dva pesha al shor chamor al se al salmo, in order to teach us that kefil does not apply if someone stole either kaka avodim or shtaris. The Gemara continues and asks, according to the second brisa that said that one pasuk is talking about a ganav and one is toyin is ganav. Since the Pasha of Shem Echinam is discussing the case of a ganav himself, and when Pasha of Shem Echinam it speaks about a shvuah, so l'chayr ve'im a ganav atzmi b'shvuah, so maybe we should say that the only time that a ganav himself should be chayiv kefil is only if he also swore falsely. And the Gemara answers leisal kadaitach that for sure that's not true. The Tanya, as we learned to the brisa, Rav Yaakov Eimer Shnayim Mishalim Shloi b'shvuah. Since in Pasuk Gimel, which is definitely talking about a regular ganav, the pasuk says in Masi Tamasi Biyada Gneva Mishar Chamar Tzeh Chayim Shnayim Mishalim, we learn that a ganav is chayiv to pay kefil even if he didn't make a shvuah. Yaakov continues, Ato ima shloi b'shvuah, or he ain't old b'shvuah. Now, how do you know that it's talking about a ganav that didn't make a shvuah? Maybe it's only talking about a ganav that actually swore falsely, and only then will it be chayiv kefil. Amrit loy kachoya, and Rabbi Yaakov says that that can't be pshat. And the Gemara asks, my loy kachoya, what does Rabbi Yaakov mean when he says loy kachoya? On Abaya, Abaya explains, loy licht rachman a shnayim mishalim beganav, v'leisi bekavachim mitoyin tainis ganav. If it is true that a ganav would only have to pay kefil if he made a shvuah shav, then l'chira we didn't have to say the pasha of ganav at all, and we could learn it based on the kal v'chaimah from the case of Shem Echinim where he was turning tain his ganav and then he made a shvuah and then he's chayiv kefil. And we learn out amat turning tain his ganav the behetera asli yodei amakol l'shalom tre, that just like by Shem Echinim that was turning tain his ganav, even though he received this item from the baal bayis and it was done by Rishus because originally he was a Shem Echinim, and even so the Torah teaches us that once he swears falsely and Edom come and prove that he lied, then he's going to be chayiv kefil, and therefore ganav atzman to be suras l'dodei. Then certainly by a ganav who originally stole this item, and therefore he never had rishus to have this item, like koshkin, then certainly he should be chayiv kefil. However, of course, if we learn this kal v'chaimah, then dai lov min adin lias kenidon, and the only way that a ganav would be chayiv kefil is only if he made a shvuah shav al shnayim mishalim the kasser rachmanu beganav atzman lomli, and therefore the Torah had to say shnayim mishalim by a ganav dafilu shloi b'shvuah in order to teach us that a ganav is chayiv to pay kefil even if he only stole the item and he never made a shvuah sheker. And the Gemara continues, and the next question of Gemara will be a question on both brises, and it doesn't make a difference if the first pasuk is talking about a ganav and the second brise is talking about a shayim kunam that was turning tain is ganav, or both psukim are talking about a turning tain is ganav. We definitely use the word of vimatsi tamatzei, and according to the first brise that both psukim were talking about a turning tain is ganav, then we needed vimatsi tamatzei as a ribui miyut ribui to teach us that a ganav is chayiv kefil in all situations. And if you the second brise that the first pasuk is coming for a regular case of ganeva and the second pasuk was talking about a turning tain is ganav, then as we said, that we learn out from Himatzi to Matzi, the din of Rabbi by Eloi, that Moide Beknas, Vachim Bo Edom is Potter. The Gemara now is, Vahai in Himatzi to Matzi, Lachudasa. How can you say that the words Himatzi to Matzi are either coming to teach us Ribu Mi Ribui, or teaching the din of Moide Beknas, Vachim Bo Edom as Potter, Homin Bay Lilchitanya, Lucher, we need it for a different limud. As the Pasuk says, Benegea Ganav, in Himatzi to Matzi, Biyodai Haganeva, if the Pasuk would only say the Lashon Yodai, and we continue to have Sam Chirman Alav, so we would think, in Lil Yodai, that maybe the only time that the Ganav is Chayav Kefal is only if he stole an item using his hand. However, Gaga Chatzeva Kafifa Minayan, if the way they stole the item is through a kinyan, through his rooftop, or through his chatzo, his kafif, how do you know they'll still be chayiv kefil? Tamalim, matzi to matzi mekol makim. So we learn that for the pasuk from matzi to matzi, then no matter how he stole the item, he will still be chayav kefal. And l'chayra, we already using the word matzi to matzi for this din. And how could we use the word matzi to matzi either for riboy miyut riboy or to teach us that ma'ida beknas va'akim bo edim that you're still going to be pata? And the Gemara answers im kain lemakra oyimatzi himatzi oytimatzi to matzi. That if we only want to teach us one limud, then the pasuk should have just said alash to himatzi himatzi or timatzi to matzi. And in the shani kra, by the fact that the Torah says himatzi timatzi, therefore shmami natati, so we're able to learn two different drushes. Number one, we can learn that a ganav is chayiv kefal even if he stole the item using his gag chotzer or kafev. And number two, we can learn either that it's coming for ribut miyad riboy or that it's coming to teach us that moed beklas v'akim ba'oedim that the ganav is still going to be potter from kefal. Rashi Masechta Bava Metzi explains that when the Gemara says in l'aliyadoi, the Gemara's having is bezman shelach biyadoi when the ganav took it in his hand. However, gag chotzer v'kifah minayin shem nichtas sham. If Shimon's animal, for example, walks into Reuven's gag chotzer or kafev v'noba fenel l'ganva, and then Shimon doesn't hold the animal, but instead he closes up the chotzer in order to capture the animal in his rishus. Minayin shekonsel chatzeroi. How do you know that his chotzer is koinef him umeschayev kefal, and he'll be chayev kefal in that case? And that's why we need the pasuk of matzi to matzi. Ain in tap tesis on our amid where tesis says in leli abiyadei perish shekonve abiyadei mamish. However, gag chatzeroi claim a shekisha b'makel mechatzer shabal bayis v'nichlus gagay chatzer v'kafifai. That the scenario of gag chatzer v'kafifai is talking about a scenario where Reuven walks into the rishus of Shimon and he hits Shimon's animal, and Shimon's animal now goes into the gag chotzer or kafev of Reuven, and that is how Reuven stole Shimon's animal. And Taisus points out istruch lebriy chotzer, and the chiddush of the Gemara is lashmin the chotzer koina after chavasai, and this teaches us that a chotzer could be koina for someone even though that will be for his detriment. The leitema kishliach damio, as we shouldn't say that the chotzer of a person is like a shliach vein shliach l'dvar avera kamashmo and the koina, and the chiddush of imatzi tamatzi is that Reuven's koina and his chayiv kefal can infrage parakam the bav mitzia the shliach l'dvar avera hechad the shliach labach yuvu the chemuch chasam kibrishes, and we will stop over here.